Iodine.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
He died from the wound shot.
Would there be any kind of veiled ways of saying, if you wanted to spare somebody's feelings, you might say, he... You might not just want to say he died, so you might say he...
He passed away.
Would there be any kind of humorous ways, or you might say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally...
I didn't get that.
Would you ever hear any, maybe you might not say it yourself, but if you ever might hear somebody say something like, I'm glad that old skin flint finally, would you ever say something like kick the bucket or?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What different ways would you have of saying that? Just some kind of something maybe humorous?
Well, it's somebody they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, well, I'm glad he kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I don't know what he died.
Oh.
The place where people are buried would be called a...
Graveyard.
The box that people would be buried in would be a...
A coffin.
And the ceremony would be a...
Funeral ceremony.
The people dressed in black would be
a... In mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street, they might say, well, how are you today? If you're feeling about average, you might say,
I'm fine.
If someone's troubled, you might say, it will come out all right. Don't
worry.
A disease you might get in your joints is called?
Arthritis.
And a kind of severe throat, sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat would be called? Something children used to have.
Tonsillitis.
Uh-huh. And another one would be called dip.
Diphtheria.
A disease that would make skin turn yellow would be called?
Yellow fever.
If you have your appendix taken out, you might say you had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
If you eat something that didn't, if somebody, you might say she hardly got the news when she came right over to,
repeat that, please.
Maybe you might have a friend who was gossiping a lot or something like that. You might say, well, she hardly heard the news when she...
Oh, when she came over to tell me.
If you're going to be disappointed if someone doesn't come, you might say, I be disappointed if he...
I sure will be disappointed if he doesn't come.
If you both are going to be glad to see someone, you might say, we...
We are very glad to see them.
If a boy and a girl, very young, are seeing each other a lot, what would you call that?
Going together.
And would you have any other names for that people might use?
Courting.
And would you ever hear anything else at all? If a boy is courting a girl, you might say he is her...
Finance.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And would you ever hear him, let's see, he would be called sometimes something else. He would be her.
He would be her financier, and she would be his finance.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever hear that called a beau?
A what?
A beau.
A bug?
A beau. bow.
A bow, oh yes.
If a boy comes in with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "You've been
kissing."
Would there be any old-fashioned ways of saying that? Would you ever use spooning?
You've been spooning.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what might you say she did to him?
She